Emily.
Hey.
We are with Colonial Chemical, and I'm the marketing coordinator, and Molly here is the senior formulation chemist, and we are going to talk about formulation number 1029. It is the conditioning hair mask, and this one is, it's like a conditioner, but, and you can put it in a regular, like, tube that we have, but we put it in, like, a jar to get that, like, mask feel.
And you can, like, scoop it out.
Yeah, so you kind of... You know, you put this on in the shower after you've shampooed your hair, right?
Right.
And then you leave it in for just, like, the length of your shower, and it's, like, the last thing you rinse out.
Yeah, it's meant to be more of a deep conditioning treatment than your typical conditioner. So you're, you know, revitalizing hair that's maybe been damaged from processing or coloring or just regular styling in the environment.
So it's actually, like, working its way into the cuticle and smoothing. And then we also have our Colamoist 200 in here, and that's helping with the with like reducing static.
Yeah, it reduces flyaways and also helps to volumize the hair because, you know, sometimes with these more deep conditioning products, you feel really weighed down afterwards. This kind of spruces it back up.
And then obviously with our, you know, you need that conditioning in the hair mask. So we have our Polysugar Quat S1210P, and that is polyquaternium 81. And not only is that conditioning, but what else does it help doing in the formula?
Yeah, so besides conditioning, it's really the only ingredient you have in here that's acting as an emulsifier to bring in the cetearyl alcohol that we have in here.
All right, Molly, what is my favorite humectant, Colamoist 200? What's it doing?
Well, the Colamoist 200, you know, is a cationic humectant. So humectants work well for hair care, for getting rid of static, reducing flyaways. And it works really well in low humidities, which is, you know, in the wintertime when you really have that problem of static. And it's cationic. So unlike, you know, if you were using glycerin in this, it's a rinse out product. The Colamoist 200 is going to hang around on the hair and continue to deliver that benefit.
And then we also have cetyl hydroxyethyl cellulose. What is that doing in the formulation?
That's acting as a stabilizer. It's non-ionic, so you're not having any bad interactions with the cationic ingredients. So we have that and also a cationic guar in there that's thickening and stabilizing the emulsion.
And then we also say, like, our conditioning hair mask, you know, protects against pollution because we have one of our... phospholipids, and it's a biomimetic phospholipid, Colalipid GS, and that is derived from grapeseed oil. But then that's also working with the Colamoist 200 with, like, conditioning?
Yeah, there's both conditioning and moisturizing ingredients in here, so it's good for both the hair and the scalp. The Colalipid GS is substantive to both the hair and the skin, so you're getting the scalp benefits as well. And it is derived from the grapeseed oil, so you're getting some antioxidant properties. You can make some anti-pollution claims, and it's going to protect against the damaging free radicals in the environment, which is kind of one of the things that you might be using a hair mask for.
All new trends. They're just forever evolving. So we put a fragrance in here, but you could easily leave the fragrance out just in case some people are very, like, fragrance intolerant. So you could leave that out, but this one is a really good one because it's very mild and it's non-irritating to your eyes and hair and skin, obviously, because it's, you know, you're leaving it on there for a couple minutes. So when you put this hair mask together, is anything in it that's hard to work with or may require a little bit of extra attention?
Well, we talked about those stabilizers and the cationic guar that we have in there. So those are the first ingredients that you add into the water, and they're both powder form. And they both have different instructions for hydrating them. So the hydroxyethyl cellulose, you're adding it in and adjusting above pH 8 to hydrate that. But then with that cationic guar, you're adjusting below pH 5.5 to hydrate that. So I mean, there are other options. You can get self-hydrating grades, but the way that we're doing this one is we disperse both those powders into the water, then we adjust above pH 8 to hydrate the hydroxyethyl cellulose, and then we bring it back down to help hydrate that cationic guar.
So do you have to do them one at a time, or can you dump them in at the same time?
Yeah, you put them both in at the same time okay. so that they disperse evenly into the water.
Okay.
And then once they're evenly dispersed, then you can adjust your pHs to hydrate both of them.
And this is the conditioning hair mask. It comes in a tub. You could put it in a tube or, I don't know, a bottle if you wanted to do that. It just looks like a conditioner. It's creamy. It is formulation number 1029, and it is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.